Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to be learning with Hashem about Kinafalti Kamti, Vasili Mikdash Vishachanti Besoichem. Getting up after falling, building the Mikdash, Mishkan. And we once had a beautiful Arichos in the interchangeable Mishkan Mikdash. You can listen there. In any event, this shir should be a special schus for Rabbi Morini Morosi Sheyichyu. So much to mention the Amrei Son Moshe Mordechai from the Alkratka Shlita, and the schus David Ben Ziva Betzal Ben Batya, Ritzak Ben Brocha, Rav Yosef Ben Chan, Rav Lezer Chaim Ben Esther Sim, Ben Yam Tzimchot Adin Aminya, Golan Ben Gabriel Amatim Ben Dvor, Rabbi Brusuk Tor Bastil Rovida, Chai Chai Vega Batzuk Nalaz Basya, Rabbi Dina Brocha Ben Esther Adas, Nechim Batzuk Chaim Tzvi, Hem Ocholim Ben Milayim, Brocha Ben Esther Chaim Tzayadayim, and is based on the Torah of the Sefer Maskil Shlomo, Hanifla Meod. It says in the Torah, V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soichem. It also says, V'asu aron atzei shitim. It also says, V'asisa kapores zohov toho. V'asisa shnaim kruvim zov. V'noarti lecha sham. V'dibarti itcha me'al kapores mibein shnei kruvim. Asher al Aron ha'edus. First, there's the Mikdash, there's the Aron, there's the Kapores, there's the Kruvim, and then God is mitzamtzem himself, God contracts himself, and he speaks to him above the Kapores, between the two Kruvim, that's on the Aron ha'edus. So God keeps contracting himself more and more. God fills the whole earth, and more earth, all of existence. And yet, he's mitzamtzem himself mibein shnei akruvim, in between the two cherubs, if I will, if you will, as they say. In Medrash Rabba, Parsha Lamed Aleph, it says, "B'shar she'omar hakadosh baruch hu," when God said, "Aseli mishkan hischil matmiya v'omer kvoidu shel hakadosh baruch hu mole el yoinim," the glory of God fills the worlds, El Yoinim v'Tachtoinim, V'Omer Aseli Mishkan. The glory of God fills the upper worlds, the lower worlds, and he wants me to build a Mishkan for him. For Hayim Mistakel v'Rosh Sheshlomo Omer Ubona Beis Hamikdash Ugadol Men Hamishkan. And Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Shlomo is standing and building a Beis Hamikdash which is Gresil from the Mishkan, which is bigger than the Mishkan. V'omer lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki amnam yeshev Elokim al ha'oretz. Hine ha'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim lo yichal kolucha ki ha'bayis hazeh asher banisi. And King Solomon says in his great wisdom, how can God sit on earth? All the heavens and the heavens of the heavens can't contain God. And this house will? And this was bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan. Amar Moshe, amar beis ha'mikdash u'yoyser v'yoyser min ha'mishkan. Shlomo Omar Kane, Mishkan al Achas Kamo Vechamo. If Shlomo said that about the Mishkan, certainly the same would apply to the Mikdash. Al Achas Kamo Vechamo. If Shlomo said that about the Mikdash, certainly the same would apply to the Mishkan. Al Achas Kamo Vechamo. Even more so, a fortiori, as they say in Spanish. Kal Vechomer. How is the Mishkan going to contain God's glory? The Medrash in Parshas Naso, Fir Dois the Medrash. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu eini mevakesh lefi koichi elo lefi koichon. The Lord says, I'm not asking according to my koach. I'm asking according to your koach. Lord El She'ered ve'atzamtzem et atzchinosi b'soich amo al amo. Not only that, I'm going to come down and I'm going to contract my shechina within an amo and an amo. V'kach omar Moshe yoyshev b'seisir elyoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shu Yoshev B'Sisroi Shel Oilam Hu Roya Es HaKol Ve'Einoi Nire Hu Nis'ave Lolun B'Tzileinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yoshev B'Seisir Elyon, the God who sits in the hidden place up above, God sits B'Sisroi Shel Olam, he sees everything and is not seen, and he wants to live among us. So this God who's sitting b'sisro shel olam wants to live among us. Wow. The Medrash wants to express the deep question of the contraction of the Shechina in a special place. What about B'Meloi Kol Olam Kvoidoi? And the Rishonim speak about this at length, Lashon HaRadak. And that pasuk that we quoted from the book of Kings, Kings 1, chapter 8. Hu mizakek et tochen ha-sheila. Ani ohev et ha-nisuach hazeh. He distills the question and writes as follows. Ki omnam. Could it be? That's the pasuk. Ki omnam yeshev Elokim al haaretz. Hahei psuche ki ilateima. Is a wunder. You know what a wunder is? I remember my father, he should live and be well. He's a refuah shleima. He used to work very hard with his brother. They ran a business together. Allah v'shalom, yibadu min chayim l'chayim. And after work, he would come home after spending all day with his brother at work. Come home and he'd spend another 2 hours with him on the telephone. Two loving brothers, very touching. Anyway, they would speak mostly in Yiddish. They both spoke about 7 languages fluently. But their usual language of conversation was Yiddish, even though they both, again, knew English perfectly, etc. So I remember my father once exclaiming to his brother, Wunderbar! That's it. Sounds like a good chocolate bar, a Wonder Bar. Anyway, so Kihila Tema. So this is a Wunder, a wonder. Kloima. Be'emes hi. She'yeshev Elokim ima'adam ba'aretz. Ze lo yitochin lahamin. How can God dwell with man on earth? It's impossible to believe us, Azach. You're blessed, you're elevated, Ibra Alice, above everything. Nothing can contain you. You're the place of the world, the world's not your place. And if so, that I built this house is only a mashal. Your will is in this house, but it's not really going to contain you. What he wants to explain is after we recognize there's a big problem here, how can we believe that there's going to be a place that's going to house the Shekhinah of Hashem? He's the place of the world. The world is in his place. The answer is Zola Derech Mashal. And therefore, on our level, we understand that he's with us, but it's really obviously something much, much more than that. L'saber es ha'oizen al derech Moshe. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yoshev b'seisir elyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'sisir shel olam. He sees everything, he's not seen. And he wants to dwell amongst us. There's something much, much higher, much, much deeper going on over here. But on some level, there's some element of the glory of God in the Mishkan. The Radak there continues, and he says, "Sheiratzoncha b'chovot chanim zebay zel l'shmo al atfila sheispalu b'makom hazeh apish hakol makomis b'chovot makomis yiratzono al atzoyek." So, it's kielu that this is the house where God listens more than everywhere else. And again, nothing can contain God. But it's al derech mashal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there, that he listens to our prayer. Midosu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu litzamsem shechinasu b'makom mugbol kedei laharbois kovod shamayim. God is mitzamsem his shechin on this limited place in order to increase the glory of heaven. Until at the end of days, yakiru v'yedu kol yoshvei sevel shemaloi kol ha'oritz kevoidoi toivas meitanu halicha b'drochav bo'isa mida hamakefes es kol shetach shel avodas Hashem izbarach. At the end of days, we'll all recognize all those who dwell on this earth. that God's glory fills the earth, and that requires us to go in his path that encompasses everything. That's called Yirida L'Tzorech Aliyah. God is going down for an Aliyah. This way he's with us. We try to connect to him. And then in the end we'll understand that everything is God. So in the meantime, he comes down to the Mishkan, Kiviyachol, Yirida L'Tzorech Aliyah. Ein Adam Obin Al Divrei Tolem Kein Nichshol Behem. It says that a person only understands Torah if he first makes a mistake. I had that experience many times. Baruch Hashem. And the michshol, this stumbling block, places fear, instills fear in a person. Maybe he'll never stand up strong. And therefore it's better not to try. Lanus milachatz eim azu. So in order that a person is going to be afraid, he says, listen, I can only understand Torah unless I first stumble. So maybe I shouldn't start. Maybe I shouldn't start trying to achieve Kedusha. Because if I do, then I'm going to stumble and feel lousy about myself. It's going to be a failure. I'm going to fail. So what did God do? This is the lashon of the Chazon Ish. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzamsing. He showed himself. He said, look what I'm doing. I'm contracting myself. Bein ha-tachtonim. Now you can see that I'm having this Yirida L'Tzorech Aliyah. You can also do the same thing. There's nothing to be afraid of. Pirkei de Rebbe Eliezer, chapter 14. Eser Yirido is Yorad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. 10 places it says God went down. So what's Pshat Ma'alim B'Kodesh V'lo Marida? Why Lashon Yirida? So all of these Yiridos were L'Tzorech Aliyah Shekenegda. And I consider you read it, they're mitzdarv to the aliyah that comes afterwards. It says by Matan Torah, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. It also says, Vayal, Vayavala, Moshe Ola El Elohim. So the Yerida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was for the aliyah of Moshe. Meyoysa aliyah ba harbe kvot shemayim loyla. Vim kein lo nechshe vazoys Yerida klal. The Yerida of Hashem was for the sake of the Aliyah of Moshe. And from that Aliyah came a lot of Kavod Shemayim. So it's not Bechlal considered a Yerida. Oh, it's El Nikos HaTzur Ne'amar V'yered Hashem Be'anan V'gilal Moshe Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim V'karisim HaBris Aleim She'en Echoz V'Sreikan וממנה באה עלייה גדולה לכל העולם כולו על ידי גילוי חסד של כוח התשובה. It says by the rock, God came down in a cloud, and he was megala to Moshe Parshas Kisisa, the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, and he made a bris that these Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim are never going to come back empty. And then from there came a great aliyah to the whole world by this gilui chesed of the koach hatshuva. It's the only way to get it. You have to go down. There has to be a Yerida, and then there's going to be an Aliyah. The Michshol is part of the Aliyah afterwards. There's one line in the Sefer Shmoneh Kvatzim of Maran HaRav Zatzal, which is a collection. Many of his Sfarim were taken from the Shmoneh Kvatzim. So I don't know if this line is printed in one of his Sfarim or remained in the Shmoneh Kvatzim without being put in this farm, but that we have. Baruch Hashem, now we have the Shmoneh Kvatzim. But he has a line there where he says that, Kol Yerida Machsheres Aliyah Kfula. It's a really good line. Every Yerida prepares us for a double Aliyah. So remember that all of our difficulties in life are only here to prepare us for much, much better things. והמכשלה הזאת הייתה לפני בני ישראל בצאתם ממצרים לקבל תורה בסיני. ויבוא המלאק ויחלחם עם ישראל ברפידים. אין רפידים אלא רפיון ידיים, לפי שרוף ישראל ידיהם מן התורה. Also in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kovav. What rifyon yadayim b'shayach, rifyon yadayim in a Torah? We hadn't received the Torah yet, it's parashas b'shalach. In real time, we already got the Torah. Right? We're in Shnas Tuf Shin Pei Dalet. But in the parashas b'shalach, we hadn't yet received the Torah. So what's this rifyon yadayim in a Torah? אלא שרפו בהחלטוסן לקבלס התורה מתוך יירה. אולי יוכלו לעמוד בזה, בפני עומר. הלא אומוס לא רוצה לקבל מחמס יירה זו. בני עומר לימודה ותורך קיום את סויסה, they're not going to want to keep it. In other words, they were afraid that they wouldn't be able to keep the mitzvahs. They didn't have such a great cheshek to be makabel Torah, because it's hard. Right? We know the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to the nations and he offered them the Torah, and they said, that's too much for us. What do you mean? Lo sinof? You serious God? Lo sinof? What, just because she's married to somebody else, I can't be with her? Come on. So that was the end of that. Lo sirtzach? Are you kidding, God? Somebody gets on my nerves, I can't just end his life? Nah, I don't want it. To the nations, they had trouble with this. So we were also afraid maybe we wouldn't be able to do it. I don't know about Osirtzach and Losinof are a cinch for most of us, Baruch Hashem. But what about Losis Hashem Hashav? What about saying Lashon Hara? That's a tough one. What about Shabbos? A lot is 39 halachas, but 3.9 million halachas come out of those 39 halachas. Zos es shver arvit. Z mekashem meod. That was their fear, and this is a pure fear. Ashrei odom mefached tomid. Chazal Darshan, that's talking about Divrei Torah. Should always be afraid. Rashi says, Shema tishtakach mimani, you might forget. Mikol mokom nanshu sheba amolek aleim b'chorev. She'elam leftoch b'siyata d'shmaya. Kama shamar b'mishnah, rotza kadosh baruch hu lezakas es Yisrael lefika chirba lem toiru mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mezaka the Jewish people, and therefore he gave them a lot of Torah and a lot of mitzvahs. So, it says about Divrei Torah, it's good to be afraid. Ashrei adam mefached tamid. So it was a good fear, but still, they were punished. Amalek comes with a sword. They should have had bitochon and siyata d'shmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mezaka us, that's why he gave us Torah mitzvahs. So Amalek attacks. Vayelachem Yisrael berefidim. The Jews were weak, and they're rotzen to be makabel Torah, and the Amalekites jumped on that. They jumped on the opportunity. They pounded on it, as they say. Val nasoisim es Hashem leimor hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu imayin. Rashi explains what it says over there. Tomen ani beinechem uzum lechol tzarchechem im kol tzarchechem Yisrael merubim. וקל וחומר לסייעתא דשמיא לדברי תורה, ואתם אומרים, היש השם בקרבנו ומעיין. חייכם שהכלב בא ונושך אסכם. They were saying, they tested God, are you with us or you're not with us? God says, what do you mean? I'm always with you. I'm with you in Gashmias, I'm certainly with you in Ruchnias. And you're saying, is God among us? So now I'm going to send the dog, and the dog is going to start biting you. And I have experience with dogs, Rabbi Say, I was raised as a Tinok Shanishba Vena Klovin. On the Upper West Side, there are a lot of dogs. A lot of dogs. And I also, we had a place in Eretz Yisrael in a neighborhood also that was filled with dogs. Probably still is. Haven't been there in a long time. In Parashas Yisro, it says, Vayisu Me'erfidim Vayavo Midbar Sinai. And the Mechilta says, Hikish biyasim lamidbar sinai lenisiyasim merifidim. Manisiyasim merifidim machisim lamakoim ulishar kala asu tshuva veniskablu. Av biyasim lamidbar sinai. Hayu machisim lamakom l'shar kala asut shuva v'niskabla. They traveled from Rephidim to Midbar Sinai. The Medrash says that their bia to Midbar Sinai is like their nesia from Rephidim. The nesia from Rephidim, they were got angry. They did tshuva, and their tshuva was accepted. So when they came to Midbar Sinai, they angered God kiviyachol, and then they did tshuva for a moment, for a short time, and their tshuva was accepted. So when Chazal say l'shal kalo asu tshuva v'niskablu, momentarily they did tshuva and the tshuva was accepted, it's coming to teach us shalhayu Yisrael ruim lahachis esamakom ayde rifin yadayim b'torah. Ela parshezu bala lameid l'doyrois shebederech l'sinai l'kabel torah yesh mechshoyla. V'amichshal ayoyser gadol umatzu oyser rifin yadayim. V'ua pachad shal anoyte shichmo elizbol al torah. So this is coming to teach us that the Jewish people shouldn't have gotten Hashem angry by having weak hands to receive the Torah. So Parsha is coming to teach us that on the way to Sinai, they're mechsholim. We're going to stumble. We're going to fall. It's going to be scary to be mekabel Torah. But then we did tshuva l'shar kala. We understood that the whole yirida is l'tzarech aliyah. And the tkuma shelo kodma l'nefila in l'kiyum be'emes. And so it says, ki nafalti kamti keshe b'choshech Hashem oli. I fell and I got up. I sat in the darkness. God was my light. That's a pasuk in Micah in the 7th chapter. Sefer Micha, Perek Zayin. Chazal say, Elmole lo nafalti lo kamti. Elmole yashavti b'choshech lo yashem oli. Had I not fallen, I wouldn't have risen. Had I not sat in the darkness, God would not have been my light. Umaskil yafkin shezeh be'emes soid shel bitula shel Torah. L'shem Torah. Zoi kiyuma. Uvenosam emei refidim. L'midbar Sinai. Ola al daitem shesoid zeh sholet rak eitzel limud ha-Torah b'chlar. So if you think about it, you'll be able to see that's the soid of bitul Torah for the sake of Torah's kiyuma Torah. So when they traveled from Rephidim to Midbar Sinai, they thought that this secret was only by Limud HaTorah. In general, you're Mevatel Torah for Achnasas Kala, for Avayas HaMeis, because like the Gemara says in Menachos 99, that Bittul HaTorah is Kiyum HaTorah. When they stood opposite the mountain, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heir Esayneim, Shigam Be'etzim Kabbalas HaTorah, Sheletes Hamidah Shel Bitul HaZoi Kiyuma, God showed them that even in Kabbalah HaTorah, Bittul is Kiyum. Not only to do the mitzvahs of Achnasas Kala and Avayas HaMeis, Bittul is El Kiyum. Gam Etzim Kabbalah HaTorah, the Bittul is the Kiyum. So they did tshuva for those hirurim that they had. They were afraid to be Mekabel Torah. They said, no, now we want it. And this, that the Bittul of Torah is the Kiyum of Torah, the we learn from what it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe when he breaks the luchas. Asher shivarta yashal koach sheshibarta. Pasuk starts, psalucha shnei luchas avanim korishayim. Chazal darshan, the psalus is yours. Hero HaKadosh Baruch Hu machtzav sampirinun. Mitoch olo v'amle ha-psalus yashalcha. Misham nit'asher Moshe harbe. He said, I want you to carve out for yourself. God says, Shkoich. Shkoich for breaking the luchas. Bittul shel Torah zeu kiyuma. Shkoich for breaking the luchas. That's the bittul is the kiyum. And the pasuk begins, Psalucha shnei luchas avanim karishayin. The psalus is yours. Meaning this very, very expensive stone that he carved out the luchas from. And what comes out from that stone, after he carved out the luchas, that belongs to Moshe. And from that, Moshe became very wealthy. I have a friend who writes books about money, about economics and Torah, or Torah and economics. It's the correct order. And he likes to say how they look at the Avos, they were all wealthy men. And Moshe Rabbeinu was also a wealthy man. We don't idealize poverty. So we can darshan that mahi apsolus shel Torah zeh bitula shel Torah. So we can say al derech hadrush that he says the psalacha, the psalus is yours. The psalus of Torah is the bitul Torah, and that's yours. You broke the luchas, and that was mechadesh anhag of bitula zeh kiyuma. What does it mean bitula zeh kiyuma? Rashi says there in the Gemara Menachos 99, you're makabas schar kilu yoshevu miyasta voisik ba. As if you're sitting and learning, and you're involved in Torah, you're founding Torah. And Moshe Rabbeinu got rich because the schar of the bittul goes to Moshe. Ve'al davar zeh nilchamim Yisrael im Amalek b'chol adorot, kmo she'ne'amar ve'yavo Amalek ve'yilchem im Yisrael b'refidim. Ve'avrata shel mishpacha zo shamra netzach, like it says in the pasuk in Amos. We're fighting with Amalek in all the generations. And their anger is forever. It's a yachas of oh, we're up and they're down, or we're down and they're up. Esav, Amalek comes from Esav. They're always waiting. They're ambushing us to fall. And their hope is, like it says in the Pasuk in Amos in the 5th chapter, Nafal Ososif Kut Mesulis Yisrael. That's why we don't have a Nun in Asheri. Machuscha, Machus Kolomim, Shalta, Bechol, Devador, Semech Hashem, Lechol, and Oif. We skip the Nun. The Nun is Nafal Ososif Kut Mesulis Yisrael. They want us to fall, not get up. Comes David and he says in this book of Psalms, in the 27th chapter, Im Tachaneh, Elay Machaneh, Lo Yiholi Bi, Im Tokum Alay Melchama, Bezois Ani Boiteach. Kisheva yipol tzadik v'kam, like it says in Proverbs 24. Some people are against verbs, they're anti-verbs, I'm pro-verbs. So it says in Mishlei 24, Kisheva yipol tzadik v'kam. A tzadik falls down 7 times and gets up. Kivor teyadua shel Rav Yitzchak Kuttner, actually. So the Sfasema says it in a half a line also. Somebody once went up to a footner, after we spoke, he said, Abudas the state shown in Sfasema. The Sfasema already said that. So Rav Huttner answered him, Vos steht nicht in Sfasemes? What does the Sfasemes not say? Oh, wow. Sheva yibo tzadik v'kam. He's not a tzadik despite the fact that he falls 7 times. He's a tzadik because he fell 7 times. Ve'anafila atzma titztaref letkuma. Ve'enin echsheves lenafila klal. The nafila is mitztaref to the getting up, to the tkuma. It's not considered a nafila. That's part of the process, rabbis say. Part of the process is falling. Goyse rifin yadayim koydim matan Torah, I say, yurida letzarech aliyah. Ein odem ova al divrei Torah kein nichshol behem. And that's a schus. We had this yurida, we said, how can we do it? It's going to be too hard for us. Asher yadim efachei tamit. Then a mole comes when we're too fearful. Not to be too afraid. And then we have that Yerida, and then we went back up. We're Makabel Torah. And by Tzadikim it says, Sheva Yipot Tzadik V'kam. But I love that in Megillas Esther. It says, Ki Achilosa Linpol Afanav Lo Sucha Lo Kinopol Tifol Afanav. You started falling down, you're gone. That's what they told Haman. That's Amalek. Amalek, they have one little, they slip up one time, you're finished. Echarisi adei oivet, oivetik. Ein lam tkuma oit. Amru ba gemore, says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the Davchof. Gimel mitzis nitztavu Yisrael b'knisosem la'oretz. The Jews were commanded 3 mitzvahs when they went into Eretz Yisrael. And one of them was to appoint a king. The other one was to be halach v'zara shel Amalek, to destroy Amalek. And the third mitzvah is livnos on beis ha-bechir on our Hilchos Malachim Shira, and we've discussed this a lot, b'siyata d'shmaya. How gishmak are Hilchos Malachim Shira, Baruch Hashem. L'meidim anu she'ein k'day livnot beit ha-bechir, if there's Amalek, there's no beis ha-mikdash. Because this bias is ma'ira kitchrug, it arouses this prosecution of hinei shamayim u'shmei shamayim lo yichal galuch af ki abayis hazeh. The words of King Solomon, the wisest of all men. How could it be that the heavens and the heavens of the heavens can't hold you? How is this house going to do it? So tzimtzum hashchina. V'yavu amalek lilochem. How could it be? How could you be with us, God? And then amalek comes. And then shem shamayim is mischalel, and the kisei is in shalem, ki yad al keis ka. Case, not kisei, and then a yud and then a hey, and not Hashem shalem. A yud and then a hey, and then a vav and then a hey. L'chomel Hashem Amalek midor ador, and therefore we have to first erase Amalek. Amalek is makatrik. Amalek brings us down. Amalek wants us to have a yirida. Letzarech yirida oid gedol yoser. Nafalti na lososiv kumbesulis Yisrael. That we should fall and not get back up. Nafal otosiv kumbasul is Israel. That's what Amalek wants. We want to build a base on Mikdash. Amalek says, nah, God's going to be with you down here. Come on. So first you have to destroy Amalek. And then Tivna Chomas Yerushalayim. It says in the Mishnah, Tainis Chafa Mishnichas Av Mematim Besimcha. Shtet in Gemara Kishim Shmichnas Av Mematim Besimcha Mishnas Adar Marvin Besimcha. And therefore, if a Jew has a din with a guy, he should try to avoid it in the month of Av. Av is a shlechta mazel, bad mazel. For them to see Navshe ba'Adar, Adar is a good mazel, is a good archaeological, astrological sign. The Bori mazel, it's got a good, strong mazel. You want mazel, go to Adar. We also have a din within Nachri. It says in the Gemara, if you din within Nachri, who's the Nachri? That's the Nachri within us. That's the Amalek. The Amalek within us, that little Nakuda, the Nakuda of Amalek that the Sfarim talk about so much, that we all have within us, that tells us to have Rifin Yadayim, that tells us you can't do it. We have a mirror of simcha, and therefore don't. The shtamit mimenu, he's going to give you a rifin yadayim, he's going to give you a marash chayra. V'yizaniv b'cho kol anecha shalom acharecha. He's going to cut off those weak ones, those who are weak in their Yerushamayim. V'mishenichnas adar marbim b'simcha. And therefore you should go to make a court date for Adar. Simcha, we can destroy Amalek. And Zayin Adar, Moshe died. Zayin Adar, Muhammad didn't realize Moshe was born. That's the sort of ki nafalti kamti, ki yeshev b'choshech Hashem orli. We come back to life. Kedayu aga haleida shetachaper alam. Kedayu haleida shetachaper alamisa. Like it says there in Rashi. There's going to be this rebirth. We're going to get back up again. V'nafochu, we can take that rifi and a daim and turn it into victory. Kol mevaser, mevaser me'oimeh. You want to get rich like Moshe Rabbeinu got rich from the psalacha, from the psoiles, from the shviras haluchos, from the bitula zeo kiyuma. Take all of your yuridis. Take all of your mapolos. Take all of your failings, bring them all together. All the times that you failed in Ruchnius and Kedusha, people fall, Rachmana Litzlan. In Tfila and Amuna, in Bittul Torah, in honesty, Lashon Hara, take them all. And throw on them the Mayim Tahurim of God's help. And the Yerida is going to turn into Aliyah, and the Mapala into a Nitzachon, and the Bittul into a Kiyum. The michshol, the stumbling into an amida, and you'll get so rich like Moshe Rabbeinu got rich from the psoilus of the bitul shel Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Yashakoyach, ששברת. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.